Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Are we, gentlemen, Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy, Dan Ganane, and our thanks to Ben Dobbin for his excellent work on the sideline. Do we think this might be a theme? We might see some blowouts, given teams probably aren't at peak fitness, and once one team gets on top of another, they can really rub their nose in it. Parramatta 34-6 winners over Brisbane.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dan. I think that what other teams will be watching now after this first game is that you're going to have a lot of attrition in your game. And the replacements have got to be astute. You get a team. Look, these two guys tonight, the dummy halves I'm talking about, Marnie ran three times for 27 metres and Turpin once for 11 metres. You get someone like Damien Cook. You get someone like Abbey Coruscant.
Yeah.
You get someone like Hodgson and Smith.
Can you imagine Coruscant? Yeah.
That's what, especially six to go plays.
That's pick you off.
Tonight, I think there was a stage there, Del, where Broncos defended five straight sets because Parra didn't throw much at them. You know, other teams but do. So that could have easily been 50 points put on Broncos tonight if the team. Like, I'm taking a lot out of what Parramatta did, but I'm just thinking with this new rules, it's going to be hard for teams to hold other teams out for long periods of time.
Yeah, what I respect there about Parramatta is they didn't panic. The old Parramatta would have panicked and thought, oh, you know, we're only 6 points up here. But you know what? They reset themselves and they came out in the second half and they upped the tempo, which is what you want to see. Yeah. That's what Brad Arthur would have liked, and Seba would have been disappointed that he didn't see that from Broncos.
Reid Marnie, good game. Yeah, he's with Channel 9. Oh, we've lost it. Yeah. Okay, well, live radio, everybody. If we're on, now they've got the camera set up in the press conference area, so we're only on for a couple more minutes, but if we hear from one of the coaches, we'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You played in the 97 Super League season, which was too fast.
Way too fast.
Right, we're not in danger of that. I mean, 80 minutes, two good teams. This is nothing like that.
I don't think so. That's
unlimited. It didn't change, wasn't it?
Unlimited. Yeah. That was like touch football mixed into Oztag.
Yeah, that was just all dummy half runs.
Yeah, that was bang bang. Yeah, it was perfect for the Broncos and teams like that.
So we found the mix, haven't we?
I think so, Dan. I know we've been starved of footy for 9 weeks,
but we know a good game. I think, and you know what?
A new rule change as well. I think the one ref.
Yeah.
Did we miss another ref tonight, nitpicking in the ruck?
No.
There was no wrestle. Not once did I see anyone wrestling and laying on the play the ball. It was quicker. I'm going to be positive for as long as I can be because I think that game was something to be positive about.
Yeah, but I like that the ref too, he's being accountable. He's just going, okay, this is what I think. Was it early in the game there where he's gone no try?
Yep.
And we looked it up. Was it Sean Lane?
Yep.
And then we looked up and then it was fine. And then I'm happy with that.
Yeah, same.
He's going to his instinct and what he thought he saw, and that's what we want.
All right, so 34-6 Parramatta. If you had to pick a man of the match, gents, we don't have that sponsored at the moment, but if you had to pick a man of the match on the Super C-Bus Super Expert comments,
I'd say Madison or Paulo.
Paulo, 16 runs, 148 metres, 4 offloads, 15 tackles. Yeah, Gillard's sneaky good numbers, 16 runs, 177 metres.
Look at that, Dan. Look at the two blokes they've got from last year. Yes. Gillard and Madison.
And that's what you want, eh?
That's exactly what you want.
That's like a couple of years ago when the Roosters bought Cooper Crock and Tedesco. Mate, if you're going to go out and pay big money for two players, you want to make sure that they're doing the job.
Madison, 141 metres, 5 offloads, including that try assist late.
Yeah, great play.
Yeah.
Good player.
Kane Evans, 154 metres off the bench.
So there's a couple of forwards there that are pushing themselves. And that sets a standard, and that's
exactly what, right.
You have that at the
Roosters. You try and follow them, yep.
Melbourne, that's what they've had with the Bromwich boys and all that sort of stuff. Look, I'm happy to go with Junior Paulo because he was hard to handle there, and I think he went 40 minutes straight.
Yeah. Also, man, an Iron Man, Payne Hart. I know we've wrapped him all the time, but he is just a sight to behold. He was the only Bronco to crack 100 metres in the forwards, and he cracked 164.
Wow.
2 tackle busts, 3 offloads, 38 tackles.
Yeah, he's a machine.
Fair income.
He's just so raw.
All right.